Good morning, everyone. Today is the 17th of September, 2018. It's Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well this morning. This morning I'm reading from the Daily Light, which is a compilation of verses from the King James Version of the Bible. And this morning, we read, a bruised reed shall he not break. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth, that the spirit should fail before me in the souls which I have made. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Behold, your God will come and save you. The ear trieth words as a mouth tasteth meat. I believe, and therefore I have spoken. I know whom I have believed. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. The goodness of God, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice, let them ever shout for joy. Well, this morning, pray that you will have a good week. And good morning, Samson, Snell. And I hope that the good Lord will bless your week and cause his light to shine upon you. And I'm going to read a couple hymns from this Gadsby hymnal. I like reading from the old hymns. If unto Jesus thou art bound, a crowd about him will be found, attending day and night. A worldly crowd to din thy ears, and crowds of unbelieving fears to hide him from thy sight. Yet all the vain and noisy crowd is but a thin and lowering cloud, a mist before thy eyes. Welcome aboard, Chris Foster. If thou press on, the crowds will fly, or if thou faint, to Jesus cry, and he will send supplies. This only way can pilgrims go, and all complain as thou wilt do, of crowds that daily come. Yet though beset by crafty foes, and passing through a thousand woes, they get securely home. But such as seem to run the race, and meet no crowd to check their pace, are only rambling still. Not fairly entered on the list, the gate and narrow way they missed, which led to Zion's hill. O Lord, a cheering look bestow, or lend a hand to help me through, and draw me up to thee. And when, through fear, I only creep, or dare not move a single step, yet thou canst come to me. These old Gadsby hymns are good for the soul. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Come, Holy Spirit, calm my mind, and fit me to approach my God. Remove each vain, each worldly thought, and lead me to thy blessed abode. Hast thou imparted to my soul a living spark of heavenly fire? O kindle now the sacred flame, teach me to burn with pure desire. Impress upon my wondering heart the love that Christ for sinners bore, and give anew a contrite heart, a heart the Savior to adore. There is a land of pure delight where saints immortal reign. Infinite day excludes the night, and pleasure banish pain. Their everlasting spring abides in never-withering flowers. Death like a narrow sea divides this heavenly land from ours. Oh, could we make our doubts remove these gloomy doubts that rise, and see the Canaan that we love with unbeclouded eyes? Could we but climb where Moses stood and view the landscape o'er? Not Jordan's stream nor death's cold flood should fright us from the shore. Well, I'm going to read a couple of poems from this Poems for Edification, Volume 3, this morning before we part company. Good morning, Peter Asongo. Glad to have you aboard. This is called Wonder of Grace. How can we describe the wonder of grace? How could God, who loved us so much, send his dear son to die for a wretch so unworthy and undone? How could God give such a precious gift to a sinner like me? It's the wonder of grace. That's all it can be. I deserve hell in my wretched state, full of sin and dead and full of hate. Against the one who died for me, how could this wonder of grace ever be? The wonder of grace speaks to our soul, knowing God's dear Son paid and controls our destiny. And yes, we gaze on his face and continue to thank him for the wonder of grace. Next one is entitled Light versus Darkness. The sun brings light to our world and brightens our path and gives us heat. The Son of God gives us spiritual light to our soul to make our path a joyful retreat. Darkness in the middle of the night is absent of any light. Satan is full of darkness and leaves the sinner with his plight. The sunshine gives our plants and flowers life anew. The Son of God does the same thing to our spirits too. Darkness brings the chill and hides our view. Satan in his kingdom does the same thing too. The sun always comes up after the storm to take away the darkness, keeping us from harm. The Son of God has shined his light into our hearts and gives us peace that passes understanding never to depart. This is called Christ is the Fountain of All Good. Christ is the fountain of all good. Yes, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Welcome aboard, Moses Tipton. This fountain is an endless supply, and with God's elect forever remains. This everlasting water we drink of each day to replenish our souls along the pilgrim way. Christ, the fountain of all good, forever doth provide a shelter from the storm, and in the cleft of this rock we hide. Our thirst he will always quench when we are oh so dry. With this everlasting stream of water he always does supply. Okay, the next one is entitled Praise. Praise. We are told to give praise to our Lord and Savior. We should be forever grateful for his unmerited favor. Our praise should come forth in a variety of ways. The fruit of our lips should we sing every day. With attitude and thanksgiving, we should him laud and bring endless praise to the one up above. Good morning, Rick. Glad to have you with us this morning. He's the one worthy of our love and adoration, for he's the one who brought us eternal salvation. Both honor and praise we bring to our King, and we look forward in heaven when we will then sing. with the angels around his great throne, an anthem of glory will be that great song. I'm reading this morning from this little book, Poems for Edification, Volume 3. I enjoy writing poems, and it's really just a devotion of the heart to write what goes on in the mind, is it not? This next one is entitled Every Day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There is no worrying about what will happen to me or my family because he holds the world in the palm of his hands. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in his direction, and we are assured of his guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, he has ordained this for me. So to my Abba Father, I cry out daily, have mercy on me as my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care he gives to his children, he's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort knowing that he is always there. You know, sometimes, and I want to remind everybody on the broadcast that Brother Rick Buderick is going to be our moderator tonight, the Lord willing, and he's going to be talking about the subject going to be forgiveness. I'm looking forward to that broadcast. Good morning, Billy Trent. Glad to have you with us. You know, this next poem that I'm going to read is called Feelings, and oftentimes we go by our feelings. That can be really dangerous, can't it? We have to realize that our faith is based upon the reality of the Word of God, not just our fickle feelings. Sometimes I don't like writing or doing anything at all. I'd rather feel like sitting in a chair with my face against a wall. My feelings I cannot trust, and they often cause me pain, and most certainly my feelings cannot an entrance gain. Into eternal bliss with my Savior and my King, if I'm trusting in my feelings, this will no comfort bring. I should be trusting in the one who purchased eternal life. For me, trusting in my feelings only brings uncertainty. So the next time I start feeling bad about this or start feeling bad about that, Lord, let me see Jesus who sits on the throne of heaven while here on earth they in your face spat. I'm glad you did not go by your feelings, but shed your blood for me, so that I would go to glory to live with you eternally. Well, the next one I'm going to read is called There Are Many Things I Don't Understand. There are many things I don't understand, but I constantly must affirm he has the future in his hands. We have the wonderful news contained in God's Word, how he came to die for the sheep that are of God's herd. Before creation, it was determined by the Father and the Son that Christ would die for his people. The price has been paid. It's done. This is the greatest news for those lost and dead in sin, that Christ has come and died to purchase eternal life for them. But all that the Father hath given will come to him. Well, the next one is entitled, Why Are We Here? You ever thought of that? Why am I here? Have you ever thought about why you are here? Was it just fate? Have you ever wished you'd never been born? And this present life you've grown to hate? I had someone recently tell me they were going to take their own life. The person said she was tired of all this strife. Life can be a bitter pill, can cut you like a knife. There is an answer for sinners in God's holy word. But when you suggest this to them, they think it's absurd. Good morning, Lee Rogers. They might say, this would never work for me to see what God should say in light of eternity. Only God can reveal himself to lost souls. He does their destiny, their future control. I told this angry person who threatened to take her own life that she would only do it if God had ordained this plight. So the next one is entitled Singleness of Purpose. The Apostle Paul's focus was on Christ and Him crucified. He told this beautiful story until they killed Him and He died. This should be our focus for our remaining days, to tell the wondrous story how Christ came to save. It's easy to get off track and focus on other things, like baptism and fellowship dinners and how the choir sings. But there's nothing more important that the Christian should do than proclaiming that Christ was crucified to the world too. We cannot add to or subtract from the bride of Christ, but preaching the gospel like Paul should for us suffice. So let's not pretend we're proclaiming Christ and Him crucified when we're not telling them worthy is the Lamb that was slain. To receive glory, honor, and power, Christ has put all things under His feet. Praise God for the mercy seat. Oh, or Satan would God's people devour. To think that Christ sits in glory interceding for me should give me enough reason to praise and honor the Son for dying on the cross. The work of salvation is done. Well, I'm going to read a couple more before we close out today. I appreciate all of you that have joined us in this time of fellowship together this morning. I can't see everyone that's on there, but I do see Samson, Chris, Peter, Moses, Eddie, Danielia, Rick, Billy Trent, Lee Rogers. And the last person's name I cannot see. Ram Roy, Ricky, Madhu Babu, Marciana, Emmanuel, all of you. I hope that the good Lord blesses you in a special way today. This is called The Word Became Flesh and Dwelt Among Us. Around this time of year now, I wrote this around the Christmas time, which I don't celebrate Christmas City. I do celebrate the incarnation of Christ. It's a beautiful thing, but as far as the Christmas holiday, we don't celebrate that. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Around this time, we think of the baby Jesus lying in the manger. The creator of the universe being born in a stable to our minds can be nothing stranger. Why did He come in such a humble manner? There was no room for Him in the inn. To show us that He had taken on the form of being fully man. Yes, He was fully God as well, laying in that stable. This was not just a story for the children or a fable. Thousands of angels announced His birth to lowly shepherds in the field. The hope for all of Christ's people was manifested in time. He was revealed. But He's no longer a little baby in a manger in Bethlehem, but has put all things under His feet. He is the great I Am. We don't worship and pray to a little baby in a stable, but we worship the Master who is well able to speak the worlds into existence and save a sinner like me. During this holiday season, let us worship the King of Kings. Okay. This next one is called The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and His sheep have heard. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and His sheep have heard. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and His sheep have heard. My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. As Thou hast given Him power over flesh, over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Yes, the Prince of Peace has spoken, saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The next one is entitled The Glory of God and the Great City, New Jerusalem. The light of the city is like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and the city is pure gold like transparent glass. All kinds of jewel make up this great city, we are told. Sapphire, chalcedony, emeralds, and pearls, and there's no temple in this great city, we're told, for the Lord God Almighty, the Lamb, is the temple and the light of it. But the Lord God give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Well, this is, next one is called Rocket Science. Rocket Science. One does not have to be a rocket scientist to understand the gospel is really a simple plan. But to understand it and embrace it, one must be born again. The wisdom of this world is foolishness and leads man to hell, but the knowledge of Christ has to be revealed. But God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. That's why man looks so good in his own eyes. But to those who are born again, our flesh we despise. No one does not have to be a rocket scientist to be born again. This is the work of Spirit being wrought in him. This spiritual understanding in ourselves we never could afford, but Jesus tells us, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Well, the last one I'm going to read is called Sometimes It Seems We Are Standing Still. Sometimes it seems as if we are standing still. These are the times when resting in Christ can fulfill. Our souls need of him in a special way. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord today. For he is our only hope, and the faith of Christ causes us to stay. Resting in his grace that will carry us through, when it seems we're standing still, he will make a way for you. When the trials of this life are pressing on us hard and we don't know which way to go, our Heavenly Father's guidance will our minds control. His Holy Spirit will be our light in the middle of the night. And he says, peace be still when the cares of this world have blinded my sight. So if it seems that you're standing still with no progress, always remember that he's our righteousness. We can rest in him when the waves of billow roll, and he will bring comfort to our never dying souls. Well, I'm going to conclude with that today. May the good Lord be with you all in a special way. I love each one of you and pray for you that God would grant unto you his peace. God bless.